I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Armitage 3 Dual Matrix, which is the movie, which is a direct sequel to the four OVAs that we just watched last week. Before that, we were talking bit about our work life a little bit, and then we talked about some live action versions of anime and shows that we've apparently have all found out about and are a little bit down about, and then talked a little bit about games and some online games that we all kind of like and dig on, you know, everything else like that, you know, all that wonderful stuff. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. And if you want to buy some anime swag, merch, things like that, we do have some affiliate links for you in the show notes. You click on the link, you buy anything using that link, we do get a little bit of a kickback, and it is very much appreciated. It does help us out. And if you choose to buy some swanky swag of our own and you want to buy some of our merch, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And of course, all our links and other information and everything else is available to you on featuredanimepodcast.com. And now on to the meat and bro-tatoes. Armitage 3 Dual Matrix came out in June 2002. Producer for it is Pioneer LDC. Studio for it is AIC. It's an original. The genres for it are action, adventure, sci-fi, and mecha. Ran for about an hour and a half. Now, don't let the three. I should have probably specified this beforehand in the last week's episode, too. Armitage 3 does not mean it is the third movie of an installment or anything like that. It is just part of the name. Probably, now that I think about it, because it's a play on the thirds. Third, Armitage, third.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Third, Roman numeral three, so third, Armitage, third. Hey, you know what? Mystery solved right there.
You did it.
Big brain. That's it. Thanks for the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you feel like we got... So a few years after they first met Naomi Armitage and Ross Syllabus... not Ross from Friends or the Syllabus as in Syllabus Slip, but that is his actual name, have started a family despite trying to live a mostly normal life. They must keep their true identities a secret by breaking the law. Because, you know, a lot of people actually believe that robots don't deserve equal rights or status as humans in the anime. And Ross has an opportunity to abolish these ideas, but an organization in the shadows is working to prevent everything from happening, to prevent these robots gaining the exact same rights as people and furthering their own their financial goals because they want to make that money. And Naomi Armitage has a thirst for vengeance for the fellow non-thirds that were brutally murdered at the beginning of the show, or the movie.
Now, what I noticed about this one, at least for me, it seemed very similar to the series. It seemed very similar in concept, in name, everything. Like there was no growth, no change, nothing to signify that movie had any substance whatsoever. Like rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
So if you saw one, you know, congratulations. You could probably see the other one too. No problem.
No one,
aside from her having a kid, which I mean, good on you.
Well, you know, that was part of the thing, right? That's why they wanted them to officially destroy the thirds. That was also part of the whole story for it, too, at the exact same time, was that they wanted to destroy the thirds because they could, I feel, if I remember correctly. Well, not because they could, but in general, they wanted to destroy the thirds.
Well, they wanted to destroy the thirds due to the fact that the thirds were able to reproduce.
Part of it.
The fact they were able to reproduce. Well, yeah, but the fact they were the fact that they were able to reproduce scared enough people to the point of
That's the last one. This one, it's not so much that they're scared of them reproducing. Homeboy for the Earth Alliance, Robotic Coalition, people, something or another, wanted to capitalize on that. It's like, oh, it's a cheap slave labor force that can give birth. I totally want this. In so many words.
This movie, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
in this movie?
So,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Now, I realize we're trying to focus on this movie, and you were very good at keeping me in line with that. But I was trying to summarize what the show previously was about and moving into this one. I think, isn't she like the last one, or she's supposed to be the last one?
Yeah, she is the last one, but they're trying to recreate her.
Why didn't... Was her father killed?
Yeah, I would assume so, because they showed a bomb where he was blowing up. They didn't show him dying, but they just showed the effects of where the missile was going. Kablooey.
Okay, because no, I was just thinking, like, why don't they just...
Ask him?
From one side, yeah.
Unfortunately, like, hey, they don't have Dragon Balls in this universe, sir, and so they can't
resurrect.
They can't
wish him back?
Yeah, no. Unfortunately. And like you know,
say that.
And hang on. Even if they did, it's been more than a year.
Wait, is that?
Yeah, you can only do it within a certain amount of time, sir.
Really?
I thought so. That there was
the year was the Dragon Ball had to recharge. That's why you couldn't do it for a year.
No, I think there was a time limit on when they could be wished back. But regardless.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Regardless. That's not where we're at. It don't happen. It don't exist. It's a no-no. That's what we got. All right. So
regardless.
So yes. To answer your question.
My quandary.
Your quandary.
Well, okay. I mean, yeah. Obviously, they can't wish him back and stuff like that. But it's funny you mentioned Dragon Ball Z. I was on our notifications. I was like, this is a knockoff. Android 18, because yeah, in my mind it is.
See, and I would disagree, because that's an insult to Android 18.
I mean, they got guns here, so I mean I guess
that's an insult to Android 1. The animation style is not to my liking. I'll tell you that right now. I am not a fan of the animation in this one compared to the first one. I am not a fan at all of the acting or the writing. In fact, if given the choice in between the two, I would actually probably choose the OVAs versus this one.
I will absolutely understand your thought process on that, because, yeah. Now, I'm kind of curious. In your opinion, did they or did they not have a different voice actor or actress for Armitage? Because on this movie, they're like, they specifically reference, hey, the voice talents of this person at the beginning and the end, but they didn't do that on the original.
Right. So yes, on both accounts, in that there was a different voice actor from the first one and this one, the voice actor they specifically stated is an English voice actor. So yes.
Okay. Well,
right.
I'm kind of curious why they didn't bring back the original. Do you happen to have any idea as to why that might be?
Well, no? for the sub version, not a clue. For the English version, let me help clarify what I'm saying. The sub version, it is a different voice actress on both the OVAs and this. As far as I know, okay. As far as I know, for the English voice actress, it is the same person.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. We can hope.
Well, I mean, like, you recognize Juliette Lewis, right?
No, I don't. The name sounds familiar, but no, I have no idea who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, Juliette Lewis is a famous actress.
Okay.
She's also a singer.
Let me look her up.
She's all the movies I want to say, I know that you probably haven't seen. I know that she's in Fourth Floor. She's in Natural Born Killers. She's in Metamorpha. She's in Morphia. She's in Nerve. She's in Christmas Vacation. She plays the daughter in Christmas Vacation. She's in Enough. She's in Strange Days. Anyways, she's done a lot of movies. That's why it was a very big deal for the Dual Matrix to have featuring the voice of Juliette Lewis, because she was a very popular actress and still is. But honestly, like continually getting sidetracked like this just honestly speaks to the bad writing of the show or the movie. I mean, this movie was pretty surface level and it was not great on top of that. So the story, the brief synopsis that I gave at the very beginning, honestly, I mean, like that's kind of the whole story. Like, I mean, the questions that I have is, when the dude's working at, so Ross is working as security at this one plant that I would assume would have very, very good, background checking, federally leveled type stuff, you know, but even then,
absolutely not.
Even then, like after the events that happen on it, where he ends up accidentally killing some people because they were trying to destroy the place he was working at, he's all over the place on TV. And there's only like a couple people that are like, that guy looks oddly familiar. He was on the news before. He was all over the place before. I mean, like he was on the news for Mars, but that can't be the exact same guy. He disappeared.
He went away.
He went away, despite the fact that he appeared on the news again for something. I think it's ridiculous. I really do.
It's, by the way, I looked her up. I now know who she is and I'm amazed. I didn't recognize the name. Just shocked. But that aside, common sense seems to be a superpower they lost. They built the androids super smart. Lost the common sense, lost right. the logic. They outsourced the logic to the robots. And yeah. It reminds me of that really famous quote. I'm sure some uppity actor said it once in a movie of, you got so caught up with the question of, can you do it? You lost the question of, should you do it?
Right. Right.
And,
but you know, one of the is
no, you shouldn't.
No, well, maybe. But the primary focus of this is that in this movie, the big focal point of it and everything surrounding it, aside from the fact that they're trying to get robots to have equal rights, and there's this bigger focus on their rights and the political turmoils having to deal with it, is that they're trying to recreate the thirds. And so the president of that corporation that's against the rights for the robots and everything like that actually went to a facility, murdered everyone in that facility, destroyed all the robots in that facility, which all, oddly enough, looked exactly like Armitage. Why they didn't choose any other variations rather than just to clone what she looks like is beyond me. But that is at that point, and this is where I'm kind of fuzzy on the timeline, right? So it happens and they're on Mars, even though the series ended with them on Earth, right? If I remember correctly.
No.
It ended up with them driving away and her having a ID. Yeah. There was an ocean there. So they were on Earth.
Yeah, you're right.
But they're back on Mars where she had her child because they're living on Mars now. And
they went back because it was more accepting.
Of what?
People.
Sure. Okay. But hang on, she just like vanishes without telling her husband or anyone else, like where she's going. Yeah, like this one thing happens and boom, the next day, like 2 hours later, she just ran across the universe, ran across the solar system, you know, skipped over the moon and went straight to Earth. to be
my thought process
to see this guy right after something happened is like, I don't know.
My thought process is, yes, it actually did happen that way, but more to the point of what could have happened.
She didn't have instant transmission, so I'm finding it very hard to believe.
She hijacked, because apparently now she's got telepathy or machine telepathy. She hijacked a ship and just drove and just kept driving and made it there. She was able to dock unofficially without any clearance. She was able to move anonymously in a one-man crew. I mean, there's, you know, technically.
But her telepathy is telepathy blow of it up and not take control of it. Just blows it. Stop and blow it up.
But she took over the cab.
Yeah, well, she punched it. That's different. You punch it versus that's physical subjugation. All right. She subdued it and forced somehow it.
She was able to steer left and right with no steering wheel.
Like, you're getting into the nitty gritty of it. All right. She didn't telepathically tell it what to do. She punched it and beat it into submission, and it did what she wanted it to do. There is a difference. You thought you saw her physically beat it, destroy the computer, and fly it the way she wanted to.
She started singing, beat it,
right? Beat it. Despite the fact that, yes, this car is just like, we're going to randomly drive away because we feel like we're being followed by this taxi cab that's oddly close to us. I'm going to drive down this aisle. I'm going to park. And then, being the one that I follow, I'm going to just inconspicuously drive by in the cab still, as if it's like, we arrived at the same place by mistake. At least she didn't try to hide. Mistake. At least she didn't try to hide. She just like strolls over with a guitar case that's completely useless, apparently, except for throwing it as a distraction.
Well, yes, only a slight distraction.
And this whole thing, I did not enjoy this movie, man. I really, honest to God, I didn't.
You mentioned the suitcase, right? And it wasn't even a suitcase. It was like a guitar case. They'd never opened it.
Oh, they did. I was
expecting like a submachine gun to pop out of that.
No, they did. They did. She had a pistol. After that.
Oh, okay.
After that, she opened it. So she threw it at the guy to get his gun, get a couple boxes of ammunition, some crackers and cookies and a scarf in case she gets cold. And that's what was in there. And she opened it later on, pulled out the one pistol, and that was it.
Lots of luggage, lots of carry-on.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I mean, I can't hate the show.
Yeah,
it is action-packed. No, it's action-packed junk food.
If you say so.
Like, it is Arnold Schwarzenegger holding up a machine gun that's supposed to be mounted on a helicopter, just walking around Predator style. That's what this is. It's not supposed to make sense. It's not supposed to have any cohesive thing at all. I mean, and she has this overdrive function now where if she speaks a name, then her skin melts off. I mean,
no, she says the password. That's the password for her to be able to use it.
Yeah, it's the password for her skin to melt off.
Well, they said why it would melt off. Mm-hmm. Because they even talked about the heat sink. It's like it will melt your skin, right? So that they specifically said it. It's not like it just magically happened.
They explained why it would happen. Which again, I'm going to go where you were saying. At least they explained that they didn't just leave it to be like a Deus Ex Machina. But the thing that gets me is, as a robot, she should know her limits, her hard limits, right, and know them well. She's not a human, so she's not going to be able to, like, if I just believe a little more, I can pump the adrenaline.
No, sir.
And she's fighting two of her betters, I guess, and they can fly? I don't know.
Sir, you're forgetting a couple of things. One, she is the original. Two, she's not in her original body. She's in a new body that she's never had to put through the paces, aside from being a mother. And on top of that, okay, that special feature of Super Saiyan didn't come into effect till towards the end.
Until she's like, I'm getting my ass kicked. My daughter's in danger. Okay, adrenaline, it shockingly say the one word that's going to make my back blow out. Okay, cool. Now so, I'm about to whoop ass.
So the problem that I had is half the time she's badass. The other half of the time she's not, and she's getting owned, and she's doing a horrible job at maintaining. She has the upper hand. Upper hand, upper hand, upper hand. Oh, I slipped on a banana peel.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, and now she just gets trashed. It's like, and that's the theme, right? That's the theme through the whole thing. She gets trashed over the simplest of things. And it's why? Like I thought you were supposed to be the Deus Ex Machina. I mean, like, this is the dual Matrix. You don't just have one, you have two matrixes. All right, you're that awesome. And not even Matrix had dual Matrix, they just had one Matrix.
Technically, they reloaded.
It's still one. They just got rid of it. She had two. You know, they had to turn it off and turn it back on to fix it. All right, standard PC fix, turned it off, turn it back on. Oh, let's try this one. Nope, didn't work. Turn it off, turn it back on.
And I feel like this movie was
trash.
Strained. No, it wasn't trash. Come on, we've seen trash.
It's true. True.
Like, if Sin wasn't so bad to like circle around being bad to come back to being good.
Yeah, but that was bad because it was good. All right.
Yeah, no. But let's say Sin was 3% better. That'd be the worst movie we ever saw.
Man. CJ says in our chat, Neo's rolling in a cyber grave. Hey.
He's not dead.
He's not dead. So look. It's, I don't know, man. This movie is, Sin was like, it went past bad to being awesome. This was just bad with disappointment.
What do you think is better? Now, you did mention before that you'd rather watch the show over the movie, but right. Which is better in terms of music? I think music here fit way better than whatever the hell happened in the OVAs.
Do I have to choose?
I mean, it's not even close.
Do I have to choose?
You think it's close?
Like it? I didn't even like the music.
Have you been to the firing range lately without any earring protection? Because like that would make sense for the ringing in the ear. Because this was, in comparison, it's like a 2-year-old playing a violin versus a trained pianist just throwing symphonies out there.
Yeah, but hey, you know what, man? If that's what you feel, then you go ahead and feel that. To each their own. No judgment on you, Rick. I mean, like, you're entitled to your opinions.
Our relationship is based on judgment. What are you talking about?
Is it though? I don't think it is.
Judging me, feeling sorry for me, loaning me a Game Boy, kicking my head. Okay.
No. I would never do such a thing.
Twice.
It's not the point. Anyways. Any hoosers.
Let me ask this. Did they have anything that they could springboard off of? Did they have a good material to start with?
No. They had horrible
material. I personally think no.
No, and they didn't do much improvement on it either. So it's just kind of disappointment all around. Thanks for bringing that up there, Rick. Oh, you were disappointed by the series? Wait till you check out the movie.
Yeah. You hated the dinner? Well, dessert's not any better.
Hang on, let me go dig it out of the trash real quick for you, and then we'll give it a nice try.
You didn't like your vegetables? Well, for dessert, we got Brussels sprouts.
I mean, depending on how they're cooked, it can be good. Depending.
I've never had a good Brussels sprout. I want to point that out. They've always been real bitter.
I have. They were cooked to beyond belief, but there was so much butter and bacon and salt and grease and cheese that it was delicious.
It was masked. Anything tastes good when you add bacon and cheese. Come on now.
Hey, you, I never said how. I never said how they would be good. I just said that they could be good given the right circumstances. And the circumstances calls for bacon and cheese and butter. All right.
I used to make a joke with my wife that she loves sushi. I think sushi would be great if you slapped it on the grill, threw some cheese on it, added a bit of bacon, threw it in a bun. Perfect. And she goes, that's not sushi. I'm like, that's the point. Because you need to evolve.
No, sushi, I love sushi. Sushi's delicious. But we'll get into that discussion in a minute. All right. We'll get into our food discussion here in a moment. After we'll save that for the post show.
All right. The post, gotcha.
Honestly, beyond that, beyond this, I don't really have much more to say on this. I mean, like the story is there. There's a lot of plot holes, loopholes, everything kind of hole holes. It's holier than holes everywhere. Okay. It's just not good. I mean, like not even the plot armor has armor left. It's more like a fishnet shirt. It's plot fishnet.
Yeah, it's a plot fishnet with super troopers firing at you, or stormtroopers.
I mean, like
none of the shots make it.
Stormtroopers would honestly be an improvement. Just
I actually have a we'll talk in the post, but I got a theory about that.
Okay.
So I think it's time for a rating.
Yeah, let's go ahead with the rating, man. On a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
I'm gonna give this. Before we started talking, I was gonna give it like a 4, but after talking, after reflecting, after understanding a few things, it's got to be like a 2. Like, this is not worth the time. If you are looking for junk food, action-packed junk food, and like no emotional context, no emotional draw, if you will, this is it. But if you're looking for any kind of entertainment value, yeah, no, 2 out of 10.
Okay.
And what is your prestigious vote?
I'm giving it a 2 as well, because I did not like it. Oh. It was trash, and I actually had seen this once before, and I actually didn't finish watching it the first time I tried watching it, so that's...
yeah. No, the hour and a half did feel a bit long, yes. Tedious at times.
My wife even asked me, she's like, is this trash over yet? And I was like, no, not yet, hon.
Is this trash over yet? Yeah.
But one of the things that we kind of touched on real quick in the post, in the pre-show, was the daughter, when she sees her mom with her gaping arm open, just sliced open, and the knuckle just completely sliced open, and
the shoulder joint exposed.
Yeah.
The skeletal frame underneath.
Yeah, she, you know, the daughter is like, oh, I'm completely scared of mommy. And I can understand, like, but how it came off wasn't that she was sad or hurt that her mom was being hurt or scared or anything like that. It was like, oh, my mommy's a robot, so I'm scared. And then 30 seconds later, leave my mommy alone. Please stop her getting hurt. I love you. I don't want you to die. And it's like, well, your body, your actions, your everything said completely opposite.
Did you watch dub or sub?
Subbed.
I watched dub. Wasn't any better.
Okay. The other thing that I found really, really weird is that I guess, which is another reason why that I'm giving this a 2, is I guess it's not uncommon for Naomi Armitage to just disappear for weeks at a time, because it was like 10 days. She gets hurt. She's laying naked in some rando guy's bust getting fixed for 10 days. And there's like, oh, I'm going to give this to mommy when I finally see her again. It's like no concern. You know, Ross is like, yeah, totally cool. I can't wait to see her again, too. I guess it's not uncommon for her to just disappear like that.
Don't worry. Goku's out for work. I mean, mommy's out for work. She'll be back when she gets back.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. That's a 2 for you, 2 for me. Next week's choice is Blue Submarine number 6. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did too much justice, not enough justice, or anything else about this week's choice, feel free to let us know. All our contact information and everything like that is available to you in our show notes. It's also, you can also go to our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to hear the pre and post show that we usually do with every episode, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. And if you want to buy yourself some swanky swag or anything like that, buy the movie or shows or anything like that that we talk about, we do have affiliate links for you in the show notes. Click on those links, make it a purchase on them or anything like that. You will get a little bit of a, we will get a little bit of a kickback. It is very much appreciated. Or if you want to support us through other means by going to shop.featuredanimepodcast and purchasing our own swag, again, it is very much appreciated. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.